YouthWorks just wants to help keep lifting you higher, helping you punch even harder. And I want to share for a few moments, if I can remember the password to my computer. Oh, for goodness sake. Bear with me. There we go. I want to share with you a bit of a big picture view of some of the other things that YouthWorks does. We are providing resources that are seeing some 250,000 public school students in New South Wales and Queensland hear the gospel every week. We are working with the education department to ensure that parents are empowered with the dignity of an informed choice about enrolling their kids into an SRE class in school. That is a hugely contested ideological battle going on between YouthWorks as leaders of Anglican Scripture in New South Wales and certain elements of the education department. Where we have gone in and at the request of a local church and helped solve a problem with the implementation of SRE, we have seen SRE enrolment numbers in many cases grow by 100%, 500%, even 1,000%, tenfold. In one school, they didn't have SRE last year, a high school, and we worked with the school principal to show him how SRE actually helps the educational and life outcomes of kids. This year, 120 year 7 kids are doing SRE. Next year, there should be 120 year 8 kids doing SRE, another 120 kids in year 7. Because of our engagement behind the scenes with that local church, next year we should go from no kids hearing about Jesus to 240 kids every week. It's terrifically exciting. Our Leaders in Training pathway, our Leaders in Training camp that I know you guys have been a part of. Where's the... Oh, I thought I had a picture about Leaders in Training. There was a church... there it is, thank you. A church 2 years ago, a little bit further south than you guys. It had 6 high schoolers in the youth group. The rector knew he had 2 years to go till retirement, and he knew that if he didn't do something when he left, the youth group would just die. The parents of those kids would go elsewhere. The church would die. And so he brought 4 of the 6 kids to LIT January year before last. And on LIT, those 4 kids, of their own volition, in the fertile soil of Leaders in Training, decided after Easter, we're going to do a Friday afternoon kids club. By the end of that year, there were kids from 20 families coming to the after-school kids club on a Friday. And now, several of those families are coming to church. The parents came and said to the minister, "Our kids have changed. Our son is now, well, gentle with his sisters and decent to his mum, and we just want to know what the hell's going on, and we want a part of it." And it could be that that's your story. Time and again, I'm hearing from senior ministers, that is what's happening as they prioritise intergenerational discipleship, effective youth and children's ministry. We're seeing families from the community be drawn in because the parents are seeing lives being changed among their children and youth. That's what's happening locally. It is terrifically exciting. Square One is our Sunday school camp. We have like 300 kids down at Port Hacking from 140 churches. They all bring a couple of kids from their Sunday school, and we provide everything that allows the Sunday school teacher to invest entirely in discipling those young lives. And these kids can see the kingdom of God is far bigger than their wee little Sunday school group. And we then put them on the Leaders in Training pathway in a few years' time, and we're seeing young people grow to lifelong maturity in Christ. Terrifically exciting. Year 13, talk to Max. You know year 13. You love year 13. I've talked a little about SRE. I want to tell you about YouthWorks globally. Over the last couple of years, we've grown from equipping youth and children's ministers in 7 countries to 33 countries. I was in Dodoma, Tanzania earlier this year. I thought I was helping 6 Anglican Bible colleges train about 2,000 pastors each year in showing them what good looks like in youth ministry. 60% of Africa is under the age of 25. The median age is 19. In African Bible culture, yes, that's right, 60% under the age of 25. African theological students get no specialist training in youth and children's ministry. So they asked me to come across and just help at a high level train the pastors. I didn't realise that these Bible colleges are in Christian universities. I now have the opportunity to help those universities equip 28,000 Christian undergraduates, 18 to 21-year-olds, who are leading youth groups. And by youth groups, they have a choir and a soccer team, and they tell some Bible stories, but they don't know what else to do. I've got an opportunity in partnership with these universities to equip 28,000 Christian youth group leaders in Africa to do what you guys are doing here at St. Aidan's. And I need your help to do it, because I can't do everything we're doing in Sydney and Australia as well as help resource 28,000 youth leaders in Africa. And so as you leave today out in the foyer, there are a couple of things I want to draw your attention to. If you would like to support us financially, you want this card. It is 100% tax deductible. I was a chartered accountant. You can trust me. The government will kick in a fair bit of your donation. That's that. We also want your help with SRE. Would you sign our online open letter to politicians telling them that you think SRE is important? I was in a meeting on Thursday with Prue Carr, the education minister. She's a fan of SRE, but she's also a politician. She needs to know there are votes in it. Can you please take this and sign up? That would help me advocate for SRE. We will also, also begin to let you know about some of the other things that YouthWorks does, how you can pray for us, and at the right time we'll invite you to pray and support our ministry. And finally, we want to leave you with a couple of things to bless you, whether you are a parent, whether you're a grandparent, an auntie or an uncle, or you're just a sold-out follower of Jesus and you know that you need to tell the next generation the wondrous deeds of the Lord. Well, we want to give you these two free resources, Helping Young People Overcome Doubt and Kids Believe. And Janet and I would love to see you in the foyer as you leave. And I just wanted to conclude by saying thank you. Thank you, Matt, to you and your leadership team for investing so fully in youth and children's ministry and for your generous partnership with YouthWorks. We are so grateful, and we will pray for you as I trust you will pray for us. So thank you for having us today.
It's great to hear how God is working through YouthWorks in all those different ways, and it's even greater to pray for it. So will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the YouthWorks organisation and the way you've used it in all those different ministries to touch young people's lives over the decades. We thank you for Year 13. We thank you especially for our brother Max as he completes that this year. We pray that this year continues to provide him and the whole cohort with joys and challenges. We thank you that he's getting to know you better. We pray that you will continue to reveal yourself to him. We pray that Max and the cohort will be able to seriously consider how they can serve you in their lives, and that this year will just be a tremendous opportunity for their spiritual growth. We pray also for the students enrolled at YouthWorks College as Christian teachers and ministers. We pray that you'll deepen their relationship with each other, you'll enable them to encourage each other, and equip and empower them to lead and serve young people in their local churches and schools. Father, we thank you for SRE. We thank you for YouthWorks' role in training and resourcing teachers and in negotiating and politicking to keep SRE happening in our schools. We pray that ministry will continue, that it will continue to be well-resourced, and that you will protect the opportunity for SRE to be in our schools. We pray that you will open principals' hearts, that you will help them to engage with YouthWorks and to provide opportunities for SRE like we just heard about. We pray that through the SRE and through Christian lunchtime groups, you'll mature many young believers and you'll bring students along who don't know you but who are open and receptive to the message of the gospel. We pray, Lord, for the house conference later this month for youth and children's ministers. Please enable those attending to grow in wisdom and understanding as they consider the uncomfortable truth of sin and how they can teach about sin and help young people to apply it to their lives. We pray you'll be with Michael Jensen and Tom Habib as they prepare to speak, that you'll give them the words to say, that you'll help them to speak boldly about treating sin seriously. We thank you for the camps that you run through YouthWorks. We pray particularly for Square One happening in November. We pray that you will use this camp to bring many children to come and know and trust Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. We pray for LIT happening multiple times over this year. We thank you for the opportunity that provides for people to deepen their relationship with you, as well as deepen relationship with each other and grow and mature, you know, in their Christian relationships. Father, guide the leaders of these camps, give them energy, enable them to build deep, safe, and meaningful disciple-making relationships with their attendees. Finally, Lord, we bring before the YouthWorks leadership team and all the YouthWorks staff, so many people, 240, I think, was what Craig said. Give the leadership wisdom and discernment. May they be guided by your Holy Spirit in all their decisions and strategies. May they steward the resources that have been entrusted to them well. And may everything be for the growth of your kingdom and glory. Encourage and strengthen all the staff. Sustain them in their work to serve the church and as they orient young people as followers of Jesus for life. We pray that they will, the work that they do will be a blessing to many, many churches, and that all the efforts continue to bear fruit in the lives of young people and bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.